Welcome to episode 32 of Unapologetically Overcoming. I'm your host, Jess Marie. My guest today is here to spread some positivity and talk about the importance of self-love, empowerment, and personal discovery. I also have the honor of being on his podcast, so I encourage you all to check out the Sexy Cool Lounge for that interview and for the other great interviews that he's done. But for now, take a listen to our conversation.
All right. I had the pleasure of being on my guest today's podcast recently, and I had to have him on mine so that he could share some of his positive vibes with all of my listeners. I'm going to turn it over to him and let him introduce himself and tell you all a little bit about who he is and what he does. Welcome. Thank you for joining me today.
Hello. Hello. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
Everything is good. Thank you for inviting me on your show. You know,
I'm very excited to have you here.
So my name is Jimmy Ivey. I am the creator and host of the Sexy Cool Lounge podcast. And yeah, we are really all about just spreading some positive vibes and good vibes and positive energy into the universe. And we do that through self-discovery, self-love awareness, empowerment. So really just trying to help people through their journey move forward in a more positive way, in a confident way, if that makes sense.
It absolutely makes sense. And I love that so much. I feel like anybody who knows me knows that I'm also all about spreading positivity and all of the good things out into the universe. So I love that you use your platform specifically for that purpose. Why is it important to you to do that?
Well, the mission of Sexy Cool Lounge podcast is really to help others like vibrate on a higher frequency. And I feel like there are times in all of our lives that we miss the opportunity to live a better version of ourselves because we get so consumed with the chaotic nature of life in the present moment. Does that make sense? And sometimes people can't find their way to a better vibrational frequency because they're so in the mix of the storm of where they are now, or they've just never been in an environment that can foster that. Yeah. And that's part of our mission, is to just continually put good vibes, good episodes out there where people can just use them as a toolkit and just move forward and say, the person I am today is different than the person I was yesterday. But at the same time, I will be a different and better version of myself tomorrow. Mm-hmm. And that's what Sexy Cool is all about, being a better version of yourself each and every day as you go along your journey. And all of our journeys are different, but the underlying theme of it is still the same.
Yeah.
Positive energy, spreading good vibes only around the universe to whoever comes into your universe, but at the same time, always striving to be the best version of yourself each and every day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think that's an important message for people to hear, because like personally for myself, I used to be a very negative, kind of angry, pessimistic person. Like I was always finding the bad in the situations. And when you do that constantly, that's what is going to be attracted to you. So when you flip things around and start looking for the positive, you find more of the positive, and then it like comes a lot more naturally to you, which I know people still sometimes think that that sounds crazy, but it's the truth.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. The only thing that I will add to that is, don't get so consumed in it that you start to not believe in yourself, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's the first thing that I really want people to understand, is everything starts with your belief. And if you mm-hmm. don't have belief in yourself, then surround yourself with people who continuously believe in you and that will help you move forward in a way that you gain that confidence, because it all starts with where you are.
Yeah.
And then it radiates out to everyone else.
Yes. And it's so true too, though, because if you think about it, I mean, obviously we feel certain ways about ourselves for various reasons, but sometimes if you're surrounded by people who are like not supportive or not encouraging or not like, you give, tell them an idea and they, you know, kind of brush it off. Like, oh, that's a silly idea, or you can't do that. Then you might start to actually believe those things. So it is important to surround yourself with people who also think positively and are encouraging and supportive, because if they're not, it's probably a lot harder for you to do those things. I mean, you could still do them, but it's obviously going to be a lot easier if you have like a community of supportive people around you.
It's all a mindset. Like, yeah. I don't surround myself with negative people.
Right.
Or negative energy, for that matter. Like, I don't do that.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter what you look like. It doesn't matter how you talk.
Yep.
If I feel negative vibes for certain reasons, and I can pick up on that stuff like really quick, and I'm a really good judge of character when it comes to vibrational frequencies, okay?
Uh-huh.
I don't associate with negative energy at all. Mm-hmm. And I try to continuously put that message out to understand what negative energy is,
uh-huh.
how you can be aware of it. And once you have like gotten yourself to that point of at least recognizing good energy from negative energy,
mm-hmm.
then make decisions that need to be made in how you want to interact or not interact with negative energy. Does that make sense? Because negative energy can be draining, okay?
Absolutely.
And some of us in life have friends who we consider friends, but they always are around toxic negative energy, right? And then by when you come into their world with that negative toxic energy, it drains you. And you walk away feeling tired, emotionally upset, or you feel discombobulated in your universe because you were now intertwined with this negative energy. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does.
So I just disassociate myself with it. You know, I can be a good friend to you from a distance.
Yes, absolutely.
But if you continuously bring negative energy my way, I will disassociate myself with you because I can't, my energy is too valuable,
mm-hmm.
you know, and there are episodes that I've done on my podcast where we've talked about positive energy being like currency. Like, we all want to save money. We all want to make money. We all appreciate the value of money,
mm-hmm.
but we don't necessarily always appreciate the value of our positive energy and who we allow. Okay. Yes. Because it is a choice.
Mm-hmm.
Who do we allow to intertwine with our positive energy? Does that make sense?
Absolutely. And it's so funny that you said that, because I love the analogy that you use about energy and like an ATM and, you know, depositing energy and withdrawing energy. Like, if you're always using that energy and not, you know, putting the positive back in, you're going to eventually drain yourself. And that really resonates with me. I was just recently on a retreat, as you know, and one night we had like a manifestation dinner and we all got different affirmations. And my affirmation actually was, my energy is currency and it's expensive AF. And I was like, this is perfect, because I think sometimes I do give my energy way too freely to certain people and it does drain me. So that was an important reminder for me, and you're kind of reinforcing it. Like, not
absolutely
everybody has that energy.
Absolutely. And part of the mission of Sexy Cool Lounge and other podcasts and motivators like yourself, mm-hmm. is bringing that awareness to the table for others who are not in our environment to understand your positive energy is currency. Uh-huh. They need to know that so that then there is the next step in appreciating it and then having value to it.
Yeah. Okay.
Once we have value to our positive energy, we then become selective, and we're okay with being selective with who we give it to. And if someone chooses to not treat our energy in the way that we want our energy to be treated, then we can sleep at night making executive decisions on whether or not that person should have continued access to our energy. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. Yeah. And I think to kind of take that another step further, I think that sometimes people feel bad for like withholding that. Like they feel like they're obligated in a sense to always show up that way. And I mean, we're not. Like, sure, it's good to be there for your friends if they're going through something or they need something. But like, if there's people in your life who are constantly draining you, it's okay for you, like you said, to love them from a distance and set that boundary, because again, your energy is currency and you shouldn't just be handing it out freely to anybody and everybody.
I'll tell you this about myself, and then I'll kind of define why I'm saying it.
Mm-hmm.
My loyalty is to positive energy.
Yep.
Okay. We have been conditioned, in my opinion, to be loyal to friendship.
Uh-huh.
Okay. All right. At whatever cost.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And now I want to define what I'm saying, because I don't want someone to say, oh, if your friend does something wrong, then you're just going to bail on him. No, I'm not.
Right.
No, I'm not. Okay. We're friends to a degree. And as long as you bring positive energy to me, if you make a mistake, I'm there for you. You understand what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
There's a difference between making a mistake and still being loyal to friends and family. And then someone who is a friend, who is just so much in toxic environment, drama, nonsense, that I choose to say, I don't want my vibrational frequency and my positive energy associated with what you willingly want to do. Does that make sense? There's the difference in what I'm saying.
Yeah, it
does. If you're struggling as my friend and you just are on hard times, I'm going to help you any way I can.
Yes.
But if you're dealing with some nonsense that you know is nonsense and you still choose to deal with it,
mm-hmm.
I'm out. Deuces. Right. See you later.
Yeah. Yeah, of course. And I feel like that kind of plays into my next question, because as you know, this podcast is related to stigmas. And I think when people think about like positive energy and self-love and, you know, empowerment and all that stuff, that they might not necessarily think there's stigmas. But talking about the things that we're talking about, I know I can think of some, but what are some that come to mind for you about this topic?
About positive energy?
Yeah, like, you
I
know
think
how we
people, ever... I think the stigma when you say positive energy in relation to what we're talking about and what my mm-hmm. podcast is about, is that you're always happy-go-lucky, all right?
Uh-huh. Yep.
And I think there are times when people water down the value of positive energy as a phrase, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because they hear it all the time, but then they expect positive energy to always be positive, right? Positive energy can still be continuous movement in your direction, even in the face of adversity,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
It's not just a one-way street. Positive energy is about, you still try to find the silver lining in something. You still try to be grateful for things that have happened in your life. Are some things going to challenge you in life? Yes. Okay. But the positive energy portion of that is still having the courage, the wherewithal, the resilience to continue moving forward, to see it through to the other side of your destination. Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I think the more we can put out the awareness of that and all of the tentacles that come with positive energy that maybe some people don't know. Oh, okay, mm-hmm. I didn't know that. Oh, yeah, I see where you go. Oh, so I can still be grateful even though I'm in a challenging situation right now. You know what? I still have my health. Or you know what? Yep. I woke up and I woke up and I took a breath today when, you know what? Someone else 3 seconds ago expired.
Yep.
They're no longer here. You understand what I'm saying? So
yeah.
There's always something that we can educate others on to say positive energy and good vibes only isn't just this. And if you don't have it this way, then you don't have it at all. No, that's not true.
Yeah.
You have it centered all around you. We're just trying to help you be exposed to other avenues of accessing positive energy and good vibes only, other than just the one freeway that you're always used to taking your whole life.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree with that. And I do think that sometimes people think that, you know, when you're a positive person, that like you don't have bad days, because I mean, we all do. Every single one of us has bad days. But I think it's how you approach those bad days and those bad situations. Like you said, finding the positives in them, which is what I do. Because like you said, we woke up this morning. There are probably more than one person somewhere that didn't wake up this morning. So if that's the only thing that you can find positive in your day, that's still something positive, because that's a big deal, you know?
And that's the breakdown that I'm talking about, is allowing people to understand there are things that if you truly stop and listen, stop and just take a moment, there's so much that is around you to be grateful for, to find happiness in. And even though sometimes, again, like we're in a challenging situation, there's so much that you can still say, well, okay, well, I have my health, or I have this, or you know what, I have a job, or I have insurance, or whatever it may be. If you really break it down, I have something in my refrigerator. It may not be a lot,
right,
but I got something in there.
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So
yeah,
there's where we just try to make sure that people understand and that they're on this pathway and that they can continue to gain from our episodes to move forward in their respective lives in a way that, again, makes them a better version of themselves each and every day. And I'll be the first to admit, I've said it on my show a lot of times, I'm human just like everybody else is. And because I'm always preaching positive energy and good vibes only, doesn't mean that I don't have my bad days.
Right.
I put my pants on the same way everybody else does.
Yeah.
Okay. It's how I choose to deal with it. Do are there things that get me off kilter at times? Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
It's how I choose to deal with it and how long I choose to deal with it. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
I'm not going to let something create a funk for me for 48, 72 hours. It may hit me for a minute and I have to deal with it, address it, and figure out how I'm going to move past it. That's just human life, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But some people get into a funk maybe because they woke up late, and then it messes up their whole day.
Yep.
Like at 6 o'clock in the evening, when they're done from work and they're back home, they're still in a crazy funk because they're just still waddling in. I woke up late and now my whole day is messed up.
Yeah. Yeah.
I believe that energy reflects energy. And if you continue to think negatively or provide that type of environment around yourself, then the universe is going to mirror that, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, wake up, figure out how you're going to get to work or whatever it is that you need to do, get back on track and move forward. And I think the universe, because it's done it for me, and I know it's done it for a lot of my listeners and followers, that if long as you shift your mental frequency, then the universe is going to shift that. If
yeah,
you
get in your car
and you're rushing to work and you're worried about this and you're worried about that, and you create that worriedness havoc within you, around you, then the universe is going to mirror exactly that. And you're going to continuously be in that state for a very long time.
Yep. Absolutely. Absolutely. So if there was one thing, and it could be more than one thing, but that you would want people to take away from this conversation and from the work that you do with the guests that you have on your podcast, what would that be?
Love yourself enough to radiate your vibe. Okay. Love yourself enough to radiate your vibe and continue every day that you are on this earth in your journey, strive to be a better person than you were yesterday. And be kind to people, be nice.
Yes.
You know, never let someone come into your universe feeling unhappy when they left your universe.
Yeah.
That's the takeaway I would like for someone to understand about what we do, why we do it, and continue to just spread positive energy and good vibes only around the universe in whatever way that you can. And there are a multitude of ways that people can do that. Just be a kind person and try to be the best version of yourself each and every day, and continue to love yourself and prioritize the needs that you need. It's okay to give to everybody else, okay? But you need to also prioritize time and affection for yourself, because if you're down, how can you be there for someone else?
Right. Yeah.
The analogy that I will always use is when you get on an airplane, what is the first thing that they tell you? Okay.
Yep.
Put your oxygen mask on first before you put someone else on. And that includes a baby.
Yeah.
Put yours on first. So, you know, there's how I would leave that.
I think that's perfect. And I think that when people listen to this, they should maybe like rewind it and listen to that part more than once, because I really think that is something that people need to hear.
Thank you.
So I'm really big on inspirational quotes and messages and that sort of thing. So I always like to ask my guests if they have a favorite quote that they would like to share with the listeners. Do you have one?
I do. And it's the one that I use at the closing of every one of my episodes, because I feel like it is so profound and it resonates with me on the highest level. And it goes like this. I always tell people, love yourself enough to radiate your vibe. And always remember that even though we do not have as much as others, we still have more than others. So let's continue to put good vibes into this universe so we can always get good vibes back.
I love that so much, because it is so true. And I think far too often people don't recognize that. So I love that one.
Thank you.
All right. I do have one more question that I have. This, you're the first guest that I'm asking this question to, but before I get to that question, where can people find you as far as social media, websites, all that good stuff?
Yeah. So thank you for asking that. So the website, if you want to check out what we do and what the vibe is all about, you can go on over to www.sexycoollounge.com. If you are on social media, Instagram, you can follow us at Sexy Cool Lounge. Facebook is Sexy Cool Lounge. Jimmy IV, you can find me there. Send me a friend request. I'll send it back to you. Absolutely. But you can also find the podcast on any one of your podcast platforms, Apple, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Amazon Music, you name it. We're pretty much there. And you can also ask Alexa. If you ask Alexa to say, play the Jimmy IV Sexy Cool Lounge podcast, she'll run it up for you and you're good to go. And we're also on YouTube. You can find us on the YouTube channel, Jimmy IV Sexy Cool Lounge podcast. Hit the subscribe, hit the notification, and you can follow us on YouTube as well. And your episode is up on YouTube. So
for
all the listeners, they can check out your episode on YouTube as well.
Awesome. Awesome. Thank you. And I will link all of that information in the show notes for this episode. So before we go, I have a new question that I've decided to start asking my guests. So you're the first one to be asked this question. Since the title of my podcast is Unapologetically Overcoming, I would like to know what it means to you to show up unapologetically.
What it means to me to show up unapologetically. Here's what I would say to that. I am going to be my authentic self, right? And you can like it or not, because it's the true version of me. And I'm going to be the true version of me each and every day, because that is my vibe. And I hope that other people find their authentic self and show up every day as that and not feel like they have to divert that in any way for anyone or any reason. Live your life to the fullest on your terms. Be a good person.
Yep.
But live your life, write your own story, and be the author of your own story from chapter to chapter until your book is done.
I love it. That was the perfect answer. All right.
There you go.
And a great way to end things. So thank you again for joining me today. Thank you for spreading your positivity and your sexy, cool vibes on my podcast. It really was a pleasure, and I appreciate you so much.
It was a pleasure being on. I just want to tell you that I'm so proud of everything that you're doing and the consistency that you're doing it at. Continue to do what you do, because there are people who are watching you, even though they may not comment, they may not, you know, vocally express it, but you know, there are people who are watching you and you're making a difference. And I'm so proud of what you do. And, you know, anytime that you want to have another conversation, I'm all in for it because I love what you do. Thank you.
Yeah, I would love that so much. Thank you for saying that. That I'm over here about to like cry. Because
I had so much fun talking with Jimmy Ivey about all of the positivity, love, and light he brings to the world. I think sometimes we forget how powerful these things can be and what a difference they can make. I hope this serves as a reminder of that. Thank you again to Jimmy Ivey for joining me today. All of his information is linked in the show notes for today's episode if you'd like to connect with him. And thank you all for listening. And remember, be kind to yourselves, be kind to each other, and be unapologetically you.